Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones, ball gets knocked away. The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area, and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit.
Courtesy of CBS Sports, the Pittsburgh Steelers win yesterday. I think throwing just a little bit of a wrinkle in the Ravens' march to the AFC North Championship. They're now, instead of being 5-4, they're 5-3. Ravens in second place at 3-5. But they still have two games left with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do not fret, folks. Nothing to see here. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers a problem for the Baltimore Ravens? Yes, because they're currently in first place.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers a problem for the Baltimore Ravens? And yes, because they have an outstanding coach.
Yeah.
But I still believe the Baltimore Ravens will win the AFC North.
Me too. I was just hoping that the Colts would knock them off yesterday and make the path a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got some stuff. They have the Chargers coming up, and they're in Los Angeles. They got the Bills. Obviously got the Ravens. They got the Lions at the end of the season. So they have a lot of tough games coming up.
Yeah. And again, like I said, they still have to play the Ravens twice.
Yeah.
Ravens control their own destiny here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, your thoughts on yesterday's win by the Steelers?
I watched a good bit of this game. going back to what I said on Friday, again, right spot for the home team. But when you look at the game, you definitely think the road team is the better team. And the Colts just couldn't get out of their own way. Daniel Jones looked like Daniel Jones in New York.
He did,
turnovers,
didn't he?
Yeah. Fumbles. Every single time the ball bounced, it looked like it went the Steelers' way. And oh, by the way, before the game, did you see Aaron Rodgers hurt his hand?
Mm-hmm.
Did he dislocate like his pinky or something? Yeah, I mean, look, if you beat, I think it was this weekend, my buddy Varghese pointed it out and said, if the Ravens win all of their divisional games, they're going to get a home playoff game. They're going to win their division. It's that cut and dry, basically. And you got two games against the Steelers. You got Cincinnati with, go ahead and give them 30-point lead and see what happens. They're going to lose that damn game. It doesn't matter. Cincinnati sucks. Pittsburgh, for all my Steeler fans out there, you guys suck too. It's just who sucks the least in this division, and I have more confidence in the Ravens making the run with their schedule with Lamar back there than any of these other teams.
That's
I'm not buying into Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm just not.
You asked me Friday if the Steelers win that game against the Colts, does it change my mind about the Steelers? I said, no, they're home. Home game.
You're right.
It does not change my mind at all. I still feel the same way.
It might be the first time Tomlin's been a back-to-back underdog at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't happen because they're what? He's Mr. 500 or whatever. He always gets his team just above 500, gets him into the postseason. But at some point, it's got to be that next step. And it's kind of weird watching the game, too, because DK Metcalf caught a pass early. I don't know if he caught anything after that.
Is somebody going to ask the general manager of Pittsburgh, when are you going to get him better ingredients? Because I think Mike Tomlin is, I think he's just as much a victim as anything else. He doesn't have a good roster. I mean, I think he does the most. Every year we say he does the most with the roster that he has. Okay, well, when are you going to give him a good roster? Because I don't think he has one.
Well, they haven't recovered since losing Big Ben, right? They've chased some. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph was another guy they thrust in there. And now you're going out and getting free agents like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers. Those are supposed to be the stopgaps of you guys getting your quarterback. And they still haven't found him.
Ew.
What?
DK Metcalf had 2 catches for 6 yards.
I told you.
You know what his long was? 6 yards. That means the second catch was for 0.
Yeah, he caught it and they tackled him right at the line of scrimmage because it was the Aaron. This is where the quarterbacks get away. Mahomes does it. Aaron Rodgers does it. The snap push pass, which is a run, but it's not a run because you passed it.
It's in front of the quarterback,
so it ends up being a touchdown pass if he gets in.
So they got him.
They did that and he got tackled right at the line of scrimmage and he had one other catch late.
I love you talk about the advantages. They interviewed Josh Allen after the game last night. They said he passed Earl Campbell, which we talked about for all time for touchdown runs. And Josh Allen, complete honesty, said, you know, it's great. You know, it's surreal when you hear your name passing some of the all-time greats. But I had a lot of one-yard touchdowns to pad my stats.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That guy's so freaking likable. It's just a shame that
you said that before. Yeah. I don't get that.
What, him being likable?
He's not unlikable, but I don't get him as incredibly likable.
I do. He says all the right things. Did you see him talking about his fiance, Haley Steinfeld? Like, everybody wants to talk to him about, hey, how you? He's like, oh, can we talk about my wife and how great she is? And like, what she, or my fiance and how great. He says all the right things. If you watch his interactions with the kids, even talking about other players, did you see what he said about Lamar? Like, it's just, he's very, very likable. I think he does all the right things on and off the field. You can stare at me all you want. You like Aaron Rodgers.
I'm listening to you. No. I will never call Aaron Rodgers likable. I will never call A.A. Ron likable. Let's go to Antonio, who is in. I got to get used to this mouse. Antonio, who is in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Should the Ravens be the favorites against the Vikings in Minnesota? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Without a question.
Are they favorites right now, Jeremy?
I believe they are. Let me get the exact number for you.
Even after the Vikings beat down on the road of the Lions yesterday?
They don't care. They know what the deal is. They know.
You know what time it is?
You know. Yeah. But go ahead and tell them.
You had said that the Lions were the best team in the league at home.
Yep. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites.
They were home and they lost.
Ravens are 3.5-point
favorites. But what you had said was...
Yeah.
The Lions. So based on that, then the Ravens should be underdogs.
Why? Because Minnesota beat the Lions and the Lions beat the Ravens and my knee bones connected to
this.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Whatever.
Howdy, ha ha ha.
Oh, man.
I figure that's how, you know what I mean? Doesn't 1-1 equals 2?
Not in football.
Don't?
I don't think so. We saw some crazy stuff this weekend, man. I don't think
on both levels, college and NFL.
Is there a great team in the league?
It's not a good team in the league. I'm still looking for a good team because
as soon as you think they're good, they let you down.
As soon as you think they're trending in greatness, they lose at home.
Yeah. Does anybody do what they're supposed to do anymore? Do you know what I mean? Like you face inferior opponents, you're supposed to beat them. Then you go on the road and you face another good team, and it's like that's okay to lose that game. But it always feels like these teams find a way to lose to these trash-ass ball clubs.
Wouldn't that be boring if everybody
It would
did?
Be. But it's just, this is how the league works. This is what I was saying to people when they just bet favorites all the time. Oh, yeah, this guy's going to win. Oh, hey, they got to win. They're better than them. It's football. Weird things happen.
Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, per Diana Rossini, the Ravens are in the market for cornerbacks.
What?
Why? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Joe, is this Forget Me Nots or Men in Black? What is this?
Forget Me Nots.
These are Forget Me Blacks.
Patrice Rush, right? That's like a song that was out when I was a kid. I'm thinking maybe 1981. I was really young when this was
Does
out.
Does Rob have his Forget Me Nots right?
My Uncle Stanley listened to this. He liked Patrice Rush. I remember he gave me a Leather Kango for Christmas.
Leather Kango.
1982. Well, yeah,
way off.
A year off.
Way off. No shot, Rob. Not even close.
I relate music to where I was at the time.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I don't know where I was yesterday, but remember, obviously, where I was in 1982. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 9:30, but right now, Diana Rossini says the Ravens are in the market for a cornerback days after they traded Jair Alexander.
Man, we only had one of those. It was like Jerry Jones.
Man,
we need a pass rusher.
No, it's not like Jerry Jones. because Jaire Alexander didn't lead the league in interceptions or anything else. That Jerry Jones actually had a premier pass rusher. We had a cornerback who was a healthy scratch week after week. So I got it. I get that. But what I don't get, Jeremy, is why they're in the market for a cornerback. Why is that? Is she saying and a cornerback? Or is
no,
a
it cornerback? Just said cornerback. Let me see if I can find her. Joe, did you send that in the group chat or was that...
He sent it. No, I'm being facetious. She didn't say and a cornerback. If she had a conversation, you know, they're in the market for a pass rusher. Everybody knows that. And a cornerback.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the conversation.
That'd be like the station going, we're looking for a morning show host. You are. That's news to me, right? But that happens all the time.
It's happened a bunch.
It's probably happening right now.
They tried with me a bunch of times. 20 years later, I'm still sitting here, but geez a whiz. Bring guys in all the time. I just look at the guest list every day to see who signed in. It was all the names you know. It was like...
You like George Costanza?
He was here.
I'm still here!
All the guys in town that were looking for jobs, so on and so on, were you'd see their name on the sign. I always looked at the sign-in sheet, too. Who came in today?
Diana Rossini. Your boy who did that.
Yeah. Yep, he's not my boy. That's Rob's boy.
What are we talking about, LeBrosi?
Why you got to say his name out loud?
Because I'm not saying anything bad.
Oh, I am. Guy's wasteless. He's useless. Just a total waste. Like one of the worst bosses I've ever had in my life. And I hope you're listening. Douchebag got fired from here and then deleted me as a friend on Facebook. We weren't friends. Liar.
Damn.
Guy lied right to my face 4 or 5 times. Like blatant lies. And then the one time I even said, let's go into the boss's office and I'm going to tell him you're a liar. That's not what I said. That's not okay. Okay. But that's your guy.
Hey, why do you keep referencing that? That's not my guy.
He is your guy.
I never had a problem with him. I never had a problem with him. Diana Rossini, can we get back to that?
Does she have a problem with him?
No, I think she does. Ed, if you listed needs,
yes,
priorities, what would cornerback fall?
About third.
Yeah.
Pass rush, offensive line.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think cornerback gets better with what you have if you get a pass rusher.
Absolutely it does. Absolutely. It makes up for a multitude of flaws.
What is that saying you have? That's like blaming food for obesity.
Like blaming forks.
The fork for obesity. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, we can need better cornerbacks. A lot of cornerbacks are out here for 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So you don't need better corners. You need to get them off the field, out of the play before 6 seconds. So I think that's what it is. They are the cornerbacks, if you're blaming them on this defense, for this defense, they are the forks in this conversation, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, but again, like I'm also wondering, too, because I said to you guys, the Eagles gave up a third-round pick to get Jalen Phillips. Do you think the Ravens are giving up anything, a third or better, to go get somebody?
I think in order to get a guy like Chubb, it's going to be similar to that, and I don't think the Ravens will do that.
I mean, I think for Chubb, it might be like multiple picks that are lower, like 2 fourth-round picks, or maybe it's something like that. But again, it all depends on the contract, if you can fit it.
How much time does Jalen have on his contract, Joe?
They paid some of the money.
Yeah, he's got another year.
So another year. So is that why you think they gave a third round pick?
According to Adam Schefter, that was part of the incentive to go from a fourth to a third.
Okay. They paid some of it. I mean, look, there's some negotiating that goes on. I'm just saying, like, it's never been this team's MO to give up draft picks. They covet them, and there's a good reason why. It's cheap talent, and you're good at drafting. But I also look at the year coming up, and I think they've got a lot of holes to fill in the offseason and things to figure out. You've got tight ends to sign. You have no tight ends on the roster at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you're figuring out, are we extending our quarterback? What happens with our center? You just traded the pass rusher that you were going to have to figure out if you were paying him, which they weren't. You know. And then are we restructuring? Is Marlon gone? Is this guy gone? So, I mean, this might be a chess piece, like a chess move from them where it's like we're getting a corner because we know we're going to need one next year. So let's get that in depth and we could use him this year as well. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many trades we see, but I'm hoping the Ravens are involved with another one, not just the move for OA for.
It's one more day, right?
Yep.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Kevin Zeitler, any more talk about him? Because that's the guy that I love reunite with.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be
great. I never want him to go.
I mean, I'm surprised he went, actually.
somebody showed me the video of Voorhees and Falele both whiffing on a block. It's the same one that Keaton Mitchell ran for 12 yards. Two games ago. We're just like, they're diving, and it's like, who were you guys supposed to block?
You see the one where they were doing a cha-cha together?
Yeah. Real smooth.
Yeah, real smooth. Like, dude, you're not supposed to be together right now. Find your own partner. That offensive line is just, I think it's a situation where the talent sometimes makes them look a little bit better than they are.
I don't disagree.
Oh, the quarterback makes them look
that's what I mean.
Way better than they are.
That's what I mean. Makes it look a little bit better than what they are. I don't find them to be good at all. I think our center is undersized.
Do you?
No, he's upset it since he came
up. I mean, he's got shorter arms, but
I think it's a problem sometimes. I'm not saying I wouldn't re-sign him, but that definitely is a problem. I don't think Litterbaum does get re-signed.
And then that means you're replacing a center. Now you got to find one in the draft or in free agency. Yep. So. That's why I'm saying, like, I feel like holding on to a lot of these draft picks are important for the Ravens as much as people want to make a move now. And I'm not sure if you look at your record and go, hey, we got to be damn near perfect. Now, you want to add to it, but do you want to give up something of value, or at least what you deem to be value, to try to make the move for this year, knowing that you have a lot of needs in the offseason as well?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens getting ready for that trade deadline tomorrow, 4:00. Other teams, the Eagles have made, what, two moves so far? Has anybody else made moves?
The Ravens made the one.
Well, with the Eagles.
No, you're saying?
Like, other than, I know the Ravens have, but have anybody else other than them and the Eagles?
Yeah, the Patriots. What did they do? They traded a pass rusher and then got back, what was it, a safety?
Really?
Yeah.
I remember
we talked about it on Friday. It was like, why didn't there, is this the type of move you want the Ravens to go get?
Yes.
You remember?
Exactly. Yeah. They were the first one to strike. You're right.
And we were going, well, because I do think there's a lot of middling names that people don't know that are, you know, okay pass rushers. They're probably going to play in the league 7, 8, 10 years, but not the guys that are going to get you double-digit sacks every year.
Right.
But you need guys that can get you 4 or 5 right now. Like, you need any type of pressure, pass rush that you can get.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, interesting weekend for me. I hit my 2 top plays yesterday, but didn't pan out for me the way I kind of wanted. I went 2 and 3 in my top plays. The Houston game was the one that kind of did me in. I liked Washington last night, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, was I wrong. That was just an ugly yuck. But I'll go over it. College basketball starts today. I got a couple of plays for you. They actually started at 11 a.m., kind of like Bradley in the 11 a.m. one, but I'm not giving that out as a play. But we got NBA, NHL, NFL, got a bunch of stuff tonight. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the injury report in the NFL and tell you the plays for this evening coming up next here on The Fan.
First down and 10, Darnold goes under center. Seahawks at their own 40-yard line. Two receivers stacked left. Cody White in short motion from the right. Here's the snap. Play action fake. Darnold rolling right. Throws down the right side. Wide open. That's White. 35-30. Stays in bounds. 25-20. 50. 10-5. Touchdown, Seattle. Cody White made the catch and scores his first career touchdown. Rumbling down the right sideline. 27-0 Seahawks. A 60-yard catch and run for 6.
There you go. That's courtesy of Westwood One. Yeah, definitely swing and a miss from me as Seattle just came in. And, man, Washington's just not good. And as you said, thank God for Jaden Daniels that's his non-throwing arm. But that injury looked horrendous, man. Yep. And then we go back to it. So in yesterday, it's weird. I hit my top 2 plays. I talked about the Falcons winning outright on Friday. Mm-hmm. They didn't. Their kicker missed an extra point that would have tied the game. Kind of happy missed it, because then I don't have to worry about overtime screwing me. You know, like, it just kind of helped me out. But
Pete Carroll decided to go for 2 instead of kicking the extra point.
I had the Raiders. That helped me. So I was kind of, overall, it was a nice weekend. I had a lot of great calls, but it doesn't feel like it because we had a couple of stinkers. Like, I like the USC over. The offense just wasn't there on Saturday. My top play yesterday was the Giants and 49ers to go over. I think it went over in the 3rd quarter, so you were feeling pretty comfortable at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And then going back to the World Series, I had the Dodgers in Game 7, had the under in Game 6. Like, everything was flowing for me correctly. Like, really, I hit over 75% in the MLB postseason. That doesn't even include all the prop plays I gave out that I think I hit even higher than that, believe it or not. It was just a really great run, one of the best postseasons. I'm sad that baseball is gone.
You say you made a lot of money off of it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean you
could have made a lot of money just off of Vlad Guerrero Jr.
I did that. 7 games in a row betting him over 1.5 bases. He went 6-1 and 4 of those were plus money.
I never understood that. Why would you do that with him? Not you. I mean them. Why would Vegas set that?
I have no idea. I mean, you can, like, it's okay.
Vegas gives you a cookie every now and then.
I guess.
They give you a cookie every now and then. You just got to find it.
Well, sometimes you just got to get on the, like, the one thing Vegas can't figure out is a hot streak. Because if you talk to anybody, mathematically speaking, there's no such thing as hot streaks. You are just what you are. You're what your average says you are. And he was on fire. He just seen it well. You know as well as I do. You can sit here and tell me momentum is next day's starting pitcher. That's fine. But you have guys, shooters, hitters, whatever you want to call it, quarterbacks that just get in the zone.
Yes.
And like for basketball, it's like a beach ball in the ocean when you're throwing it up there. And in baseball, it's the same thing, like a beach ball coming down and you're hitting it. It's just, it's incredible.
You see the spin.
And like in beach ball, it's like a beach ball. Anyway, so point is that it was a nice weekend. It was a winning weekend. I just felt like it could have been so much better. I'm trying to be better in those moments of at least acknowledging, hey, it was a winning weekend. Stop beating yourself up. But like that Texans game, that's a huge swing game for me from having an amazing day to having a good day. You know, it's like it sucked that they blew that game, but it happened. So where are we going today? Let me just run through this as quick as I can. In the NBA, I love the Clippers tonight. You got the Heat on a back-to-back. The Clippers, good home team. It's a huge home advantage there. They're favored by 8. There might even be some 7.5s out there, but I think you're probably going to see 8s and some 8.5s. But I think they blow them out. It's my favorite play on the day. I like Detroit and Memphis to go over the 236.5. And I don't know what it is about the Pacers whenever they play the Bucks. They play them tight. Pacers all banged up. Pascal Siakam has been on one, if you haven't been watching. Give me the Pacers plus 6 against the Bucks. I don't know what it is, but they always play them tight. And if you go back to remember when they played them in the NBA Cup, it was back and forth in the series and what they were doing in that run. They did have Halliburton. But this Pacers team, Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in basketball, period. He gets the most out of his players, even though they don't have a great team. But I think they can keep it close. In the NHL, I like Chicago and Seattle to go under the 5.5. In the NFL, I am taking Arizona. I see some 3.5s out there. I will take it at 3.5, even if Brissett is the quarterback. And it going to 3.5 makes me think Brissett might be the quarterback. But that being said, I like these prop plays, whether or not Brissett starts or Murray starts. I'm going to take Arizona plus the points. I do like Brissett under 15.5 rushing yards. If he doesn't start, obviously that's a no bet. It just gets canceled. Mm-hmm. But the model, the algorithm I'm using, go ahead and drink. It loves George Pickens over 63.5 yards. It actually has him at about 89. It loves Marvin Harrison over 59.5 yards. It got him at 72. And Trey McBride over 6.5 receptions minus 145. I got him at almost 8 receptions per game. So, or at least in games like this. So I'm going to hammer all 3 of those and then hope if Brissett starts, I'll hammer his under as well. I just don't see him running as much. He could. He was a former running quarterback. An old man now.
Yeah.
He doesn't run as much as you're accustomed to.
And to me, that takes away from his passing game.
And by the way, like I do think Arizona's a live dog because of that Dallas defense. If they're winning, you might even get a couple of extra. There's a -2 at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. There's a -2. There's a -2 as you're kneeling the clock out. Trust me, I've been burned the other way on that one. You sons of... Just do a sneak. Just give it to someone else. It doesn't matter. I got to lose 2 yards here for this.
Put your backup in there, right?
Yeah, come on, man. Killing me. All right, college hoop starts today. I do like Bradley at 11 o'clock. I did not make them an official play, but it's the earliest game. It's basketball. Like, you want to bet that one, right? Like, yeah. Oh, it's the start of the season.
Yeah, get started early.
Yeah, get started. Oh, yeah. What's that? I'm in the hole now? Jesus. No, I do like that. I like Nova and BYU to go under the 153.5. If you guys haven't heard, BYU went out and spent a couple of shekels, bought themselves some players. They got one of the best players in the country on their team.
You know there's already a game going on right now, right?
Is there one playing right now?
Yeah.
Who?
Winthrop and Queens University.
Oh, man, I would have played the over on that.
It's in the second half. Queens is up.
What's the score?
57-53 with 11 minutes left. You kept saying the first game. I thought it was a game earlier than that. Yeah, Winthrop.
Take me to Queens at once.
I think they tipped off at 8. They're not. I don't think they're at stateside, though.
Are they?
No, they are. They're all playing in Rock Hill.
Maybe this is just one of those classics.
Yeah.
8, 10, 12.
Because Winthrop is in Rock Hill.
Okay.
And Bradley and St. Bonaventure is playing in Rock Hill. So Winthrop has to be there too.
Well, I do like, so this is the one off the beaten path tonight, 8:30, Utah Tech, South Dakota. Yeah, buddy, take the over at 161.5. South Dakota plays so fast. They're so much fun to watch. I do like Southern Miss plus 1.5. I think the wrong team's favored there. And Arizona plus 3.5 tonight. So it looks like I'm taking both Arizonas plus 3.5, so there should be no confusion.
Oh, right. This is awesome.
Arizona's playing Florida tonight. It's probably the biggest matchup on game one. Or like day one that we have, so I love that. What do you got?
This is awesome. It's called the Field of 68 Opening Day Marathon.
Oh, really?
They have games in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Where else? Somewhere else. I just saw it. They have games different places. All over the country. Well, not I think three different places.
They need to promote.
Field of 68.
Man, how do I miss this? They need to promote that better.
Well, that's not ESPN's problem because it's on YouTube.
ESPN announced it during a.
It's on YouTube.
Well, like as Rob's talking about, there's all these. You have all these different like tournaments that are starting today in the opening day marathon. I mean, it's Omaha at Murray State, Northern Arizona at Drake. It's just all day long that these games.
Well, you
are
found
going
it.
On. Yeah, you also have the Hall of Fame series here with Coppin State, Maryland, and what Loyola's playing mm-hmm. as well. So
they're
a lot of tournaments
all over the place.
Yeah,
damn.
But again, just to recap, my favorite plays would be both Arizona plays, college hoops, and the NFL. I love George Pickens over his receiving yards tonight. I love the Clippers, and I think Utah Tech, South Dakota is one of the best over plays on the day. I think it might be the highest scoring game in college hoops. There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Go ahead.
I got something to give away, a $50 gift card. You just heard the commercial for it. To the Barrel House Live in Falston. Don't forget, November 9th, the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored crew will be broadcasting our pregame show live, 410-583-1057, for a $50 gift card. I just hope Joe lets you know where you're supposed to get it. Sorry, Joe.
Oh,
it's a callback.
Wow.
It's a callback.
You ruined that kid's birthday.
Wow.
I can't believe you did that.
Whatever. Sorry, kid.
Again, folks, we're bringing this up because someone said they didn't get their tickets for homecoming from Maryland. I will tell you what I have to do. When I know I'm getting tickets, I check my spam. My tickets never come to my regular email, always go to spam. Whether it's concert tickets, game tickets, I don't know what it is, but it always comes to spam. So you better check that. If you know tickets are coming, shouldn't you look for them, though? I know tickets are coming. I don't have them. Shouldn't you look for him?
He was contacted directly by our promotions department.
Oh, you investigated?
Yes.
How many people are in the promotions department?
Two.
Okay.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. My strength is recruiting. Mm-hmm. So if I recruit a good team at a mid-major, what does that mean? I mean, every year,
yeah.
I'm recruiting again.
You got to fill the slots again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every year, recruiting is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
So if that continues, that means I'm never going to have any continuity on my roster because somebody else is taken from me.
This cat's talking about recruiting being his strength. Covering the spread has been your strength, buddy. You know how much money I've made off of Rosedale Christian? Oh, they're favored by 24. Guess what? They win them by 38. You don't have to sweat it.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm gonna get investigated for
I'm
high
just
school.
Saying, I don't even say that on the radio.
He works with the guy who's betting on him. It happens to be the only guy who's betting on him.
When do they find out about our poker games, Rob?
Oh no! Hey, we can use that as a fundraiser. Want to play poker with Jeremy and Rob?
Hey, man, they win every time we have this fundraiser. What's that game called? I win.
So wrong. So wrong. And that's the encore for the day.
And the encore is brought to you today and every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance, you know. Bedroom game.
You.
A little basic.
You know.
Looking at you.
You.
Right at you. It's time to upgrade. Lion's Den is the pleasure products you need to keep you locked in and going strong. No talk. All action, please. Lionsden.com. And check them out locally. There's a bunch of locations around the area here. Great place.
Looking right at you. What is there a way to look at you but not to look right at you?
Yeah, you get side eyes.
Side eyes?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like all these guys, you know.
Yeah, he looked right at you.
Those wandering eyes.
Yeah.
Wandering eyes.
Wall-eyed.
Keep your peripherals.
Seeing somebody on the side.
It's terrible. I saw that. You ever see that picture of the girl that has no chin? It's just like the neck that goes down. Like she has that. And then someone wrote, how does she fold towels? And I went,
that reminds me of my.
Yeah. How does she?
I was in Cancun and we had a pool. I told you my two French Canadian buddies. Yes. We meet them on vacation. Great guys. And we ended up hooking up with a bunch of Canadian girls. I end up with this girl with a very weak chin. So Andre,
weak chin,
really weak. I mean, just like that. He goes, eh, open 9 months, don't see baby. Big harms, no chin.
Big harms,
no chin.
Well, he's not going to be a boxer.
No.
Yeah. This is rough, man.
She's not listening.
Weak chin. I've never heard it described as that.
Weak.
So bad.
French Canadian girls.
I feel bad. She's pretty.
Yeah, Ed was down there. He also dated the one-legged girl. Her name was Eileen.
No, she was Asian. It was Irene.
Oh, you know what? Now it's time for something, Rob. Keep it moving.
Now it's time to find out if we have a job tomorrow. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
I learned the Gold Glove Awards came out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, Gold Glove Awards, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, there was, you know, they were dipped in subliminally by ESPN. But one thing inside the Gold Glove Awards has not happened in a long time, in 12 years, as a matter of fact. Garcia and Witt both won for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time the left side of infield has won together since 2013.
On one team.
You know who it was?
It was us.
It was us.
J.J. Hardy and
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado.
Yep. First time in 12 years.
I did not hear that before today, but when you put it together, I'm like, okay, yeah. I remember that. And by the way, I text a MLB exec and said, why do you do this? And he said, because it's MLB. Idiots. Okay. All right. Good
explanation. That's fair. I'll take that as an answer. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take that answer. A couple of national days today. Today is National Housewife Day. Is there a National Stay-at-Home Husband Day? You think?
That's the job I want.
National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. Maria Dennis, that will be you.
That's you.
And that's you. And today is also National Sandwich Day.
Of any type?
I guess so.
Damn.
Any type. See, I don't like that. How do you have a particular sandwich day and then an overall sandwich day?
Because
they do that. They have National Cake Day, but then they have the National Particular Cakes Day. Yes, Jeremy, you had a reason for
it? No, I mean, they do that just to promote this stuff so people go out and buy it. It's like, oh, it's Taco Tuesday. We're supposed to eat tacos. Oh, it's this. So I'll go out and try this. It's just keeping
my guess would be people buy sandwiches every day. So I don't know why they do that.
Very fair. I'm not trying to defend them.
You know how Jeremy, you and I say, I don't know why they do that. But Ed says, I don't know why they do that. You ever notice there's always the emphasis at the final word?
Yeah.
That.
Why are they doing it?
The day would have been Bronco.
Do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel.
Did you say Bronco Nagurski?
Nagurski, Bob Feller, and Bob Welch all would have celebrated a birthday today. Bronco Nagurski. You got a Bronco Nagurski story? Not that you saw him
play. I played high school football.
No, I was not going there. I swear to you, I was not.
Ed gave him the nickname
you
Bronco.
Like, you look like you were gearing up for something.
No, I thought this was the birthdays. Aren't they all dead?
Yeah, it would have been the birthday. Yeah. Dwight Evans today turned 74, his former Red Sox right fielder. He also played here for a cup of coffee. Also playing here. Armando Benitez today turned 73. Former NFL linebacker Lamar Woodley turns 41, and former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick turns 38. Former heavyweight champion Larry Holmes and former Super Bowl MVP Phil Simms both celebrate a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
I'm going Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes today turns 76. Phil Simms today turns 71.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, we start off, I don't know if you guys know this, we currently named our printer Bob Marley because it's always jamming. And it's jamming.
Baby jamming.
What is heavier, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane? A gallon of water, because butane is a lighter fluid. All right.
I like that.
What's the difference between a cop who says thank you and Socrates? One is a grateful officer. The other is a great philosopher. Grateful officer. All right. That one's stupid. I'm going to do this one last. All right. No matter how many socks you put on a bear, it will still have bare feet. I accidentally took my cat's medicine yesterday. Don't ask me how. Yeah. Don't challenge death to a pillow fight unless you're prepared for the repercussions. I saw a turtle that kept repeating the third letter of the alphabet. It was a sea turtle. And lastly, this one's great. It's so good. Today I started running. People told me it's a great way to meet others. I was so excited. I met two paramedics, three nurses, and one cardiologist. Hey-o! Out of shape.
College basketball on all day today. The Field of 68 Tip-Off Classic on YouTube. It's on now. You can check it out all day long. College basketball season, folks, is upon us. I love it. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.